Welcome to today's devotion on life this side of heaven. The Word of God from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 to 4. For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures. There is a wonderful refrain that's shared at Easter. You may have shared it on Sunday morning. It's called the Paschal Greeting, and it goes like this. One person exclaims, "He is risen," and it's followed by the joyful response, "He is risen indeed." It's a wonderful ancient custom, and it's based on some familiar passages. As the women made their way to the tomb and were shocked to find the stone rolled away from the entrance, an even greater surprise awaited them. They were greeted by an angel who announced, "He has risen." And then Luke tells us that later, when the disciples were assembled together and confirmed for one another this wonderful news, they pointed out, as we hear them say, "The Lord has risen indeed and has appeared to Simon." So now our voice joins with theirs as we exclaim, "He is risen! He is risen indeed!" But here's one more phrase that you might want to tuck into that Easter greeting. It's the four words that followed in that angel announcement, "He is risen," just as he said. It's no small fact that Jesus told the disciples that he would die but then be alive again 3 days later. Now, think about that. Anyone could make such a promise, but actually doing it is an entirely different matter. But that's what he said, and that's exactly what happened. He didn't just say it once, he announced it repeatedly as they drew closer to Jerusalem and the cross. However, in their grief upon hearing that Jesus was going to die, this announcement that he would also rise must not have fully sunk in. Somewhere in the sorrow of all that was taking place around them, they lost sight of this incredible promise. Instead of camping outside of the grave and counting down the minutes until the resurrection took place, the disciples were hiding in fear, and the women were shuffling their sandals in sorrow to the tomb to finish the burial preparations that had to be put on hold during the Sabbath. The Scriptures tell us that the women and the rest of the disciples were all shocked by the news of the resurrection. So it's no mistake that the angel shared with them these four precious words, "just as he told you." This detail wasn't lost on Paul. Did you notice how he says not once but twice in the same sentence that all these things happened just as God said it would in his word? Paul reminds us that Jesus died on Good Friday, just as God made sure that Isaiah the prophet recorded this promise, "The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed." It took place just as God said it would. And the apostle marvels that there it is again. He was buried, and he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, as God said it would in the Old Testament. And as Jesus assured the disciples, it unfolded exactly as he promised. So why are those four little words that are so easily overlooked so important? In the scramble and sorrows of this life, you and I also may lose sight of God's assurances. Our Savior's resurrection reminds us that everything else that we hear in Scripture, everything else that our Savior has promised, is solid. Among those things that Jesus said before he went to the cross is also this promise he made to you. "My Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day." By his death, Jesus has brought you forgiveness for all of the wrongs and every mess in your life and reconciled you to the Father. And with his resurrection, he now assures you of yours. Jesus himself will raise you up. Now you and I can join with Isaiah in singing, "In that day they will say, surely this is our God. We trusted in him and he saved us. This is the Lord. We trusted in him. Let us rejoice and be glad in his salvation." In other words, he did all of this in love for you, just as he said. Let us pray. Savior, thank you that you have risen and you have redeemed me. You hear my prayers and you are with me, just as you promised. Amen. Thank you for joining us. If you are listening to us by podcast or on Alexa, we invite you to browse the resources that are available on our site at lifethissideofheaven.org. God bless you and have a great day.